This is a dictation for Michelle Gray, MICHELLEGRAY, date of service is 6/29/2023, date of birth is 7/17/1977. The patient, Michelle Gray, has been a long-standing patient with the pain clinics. He has had been going to Henry Ford Hospital. He has had various procedures, including some epidural injections as well as sacroiliac joint injection. One, he suffers from chronic back pain, GERD, obesity, rheumatoid arthritis, sciatica. She has had extensive treatment with the physical therapy. She also had an endoscopic gastrocnemius resection of the right distal leg and removal of the hardware from the tibia. The right ankle was open reduction. In 12/20/2022, he was a patient for long term with the pain clinic at Henry Ford Hospital. She has an open reduction fracture of the right ankle fracture, 10/5/2021. The MRIs that we have for the last time were on 2/24/2022 from a bilateral left lower middle branch radiofrequency thermocoagulation and right L3 middle branch radiofrequency thermocoagulation and the fluoroscopy, and bilateral L5 dorsal root primary ramus frequency thermocoagulation and the fluoroscopy guidance. The knee X-rays dated 12/7/2022 show a moderate tricompartmental degenerative change in both the knees, but most advanced at the right medial tibiofemoral compartment. The MRI for the cervical and lumbar spine show moderate amount of narrowing of the intervertebral disc space, large central spur disc with compression of the cervical cord at C4-5, C6-7. In the lumbar spine, there is a bulging disc at L4-5 with mild effacement of the anterior thecal sac. L5-S1, there is a diffuse disc desiccation of the intervertebral disc space. There is a moderate narrowing of the L5-S1 disc space. Moderate bulging disc due to the large spur at C4-5, C6-7, causing compression of the cervical spinal cord. Patient may benefit from a disc replacement and maybe a revision of the arthritic changes by a neurosurgeon. The patient reports that these are chronic and not acute. The severity of the compression is most advanced at C4 and C5. However, at L5-S1, there is a disc space the secretion bulging of the disc at L5, S1 and L4, L5. And now these will require a series of epidural injections at L4, L5 and L5, S1 and cervical C4, 5, C6, 7 to try a non-conservative treatment because the patient is not amenable for surgical approach. She doesn't want to go to Henry Ford Hospital also, and she wants to bring all her treatment record here. In the thoracic spine, is almost normal. The facet joint degeneration, facet joint arthropathies are available in various forms with compression of the neuroforamen stenosis. Now, at C6-7, there was a severe spinal cord narrowing, dated 12-9-2022 MRI, and it was operated at Henry Ford Hospital. So it appears at this time the option will be to provide cervical epidural injections to try heal her up, as well as lumbar epidural beside conservative treatment, physical therapy. At thoracic level also there is a facet degenerative changes throughout, especially T12, L11 and L1, L2. In addition, L1, 4, 5, there is a grade 1 anterior listosis of L4 related to the L5 with facet degenerative changes. And the patient has been suffering despite the conservative treatment, despite all the intense treatment at Henry Ford Hospital and other places, Oakwood Hospital, all which records are there. And she had a cervical fusion. However, the pains are still continuing. Her maps and the lab look in compliance. At this time, patient is reporting the following, but she does have pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 8 and 9. There is occasional radiation to the right leg posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatofaction, affecting also the right knee and right ankle. She does have motor weakness of the both arms and the left leg. She reports pain in the knee and the left ankle, mostly from arthritis. To the tune of 9. The patient had a car accident long time ago and a fall, but the real cause of her trouble is not known. I think it's age-related osteoarthritis. The physical examination will reveal that the blood pressure is 100. Pulse 60, pulse ox is 100. The exam is essentially the same from previous visit. Of 6-5-2023, the dictation number is 0605-130. The plan moving forward is to apply cervical epidural injections and possible sacroiliac joint injection on the right side with steroid and marcaine and the fluoroscopy to bring some further relief. Our maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. For now, for pain control, I've provided percocet 10 over 325 every 12 hours, 60 tablets. In addition, lead and the meds have been reviewed and the patient is found to be in compliance. She's also going to continue naproxen 500 per 10 mg pack, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, Elevel 50 mg at night for pain relief, GAD disorder as well as sleep, Lidocaine patch for topical pain relief. Once again, Percocet 10 over 325 to 12 hours, 30 days tablet are being provided to bring her ADLs in control and help in improving. Patient can continue her physical therapy at her choice place. A treatment with a laser machine has been discussed also at a length. Treatment with yoga, acupuncture, chiropractor is also discussed for that. So far, she is willing to get a cervical epidural, lumbar epidural procedure. The last one was done on 6/20/2023. A procedure was actually cancelled as the blood pressure was quite high, 220 over 162. The patient will be rescheduled for the procedure. However, the procedures are bringing her reasonable relief. Thank you.